hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your sub-host just for a few minutes here. I haven't talked to John, so I don't know whether he's had a relapse or whether it's the dental thing or what, but he's obviously out ailing and not feeling well. Robbie Noel is going to be up here in a few minutes. He's running a little bit late, but I'm going to take the first few minutes of the show here. And today, as we all know, is Bob Chapman Tuesday. And like you, I'm a listener every Tuesday because I can't wait to hear what Bob Chapman has to say. And it's ironic that they asked me to do the first few minutes of this show because I have a question for Mr. Bob Chapman. Mr. Bob Chapman, are you with me, sir?
Yes, but I can't hear you very well. If you could get higher volume, it'd be terrific.
Okay, let's see if we can get the board operator to turn it up a little bit. Bob Chapman,
oh,
can't hear
me. Good. I'm no longer bored.
How are you, Bob?
Not bad for an old fellow.
Okay, listen, Bob, and it's ironic that this happened because I heard a report the other day, and I was going to call in to John's show and ask you this specific question, and I can't remember where I heard it. I don't remember whether it was mainstream or alternative, but let me pose this to you and get your take on this, Bob. I heard a report that the International Monetary Fund was planning on selling off a certain amount of gold starting in April in an attempt to drive the prices down below $500 an ounce. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, first of all, the report came in a report by a very good journalist, Jerome Corsi.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, the prognostication was by Mike Bolsa. Needless to say, I don't agree with him, and unfortunately, Mr. Bolsa has been far more wrong than right, just like most of the people who engage in charts, waves, cycles, and all of those kinds of ratio things. They just recently said that gold was going down because of this, that, and the other thing in their mythical things that they use called charts. And the bottom line is it didn't go on. It went up $24.60 today in the outside market. And they've been wrong time after time after time. And quite frankly, Jerome is a friend of mine. I'm surprised he didn't call me before he ran it. And I think it was a mistake. And the reason why is everybody's thinking they don't remember Mike Bolsa's name, but they remember Jerome's name, and I think he's going to suffer a bit for it, be as it may. The IMF has said that they would like to sell gold about 400 tons. They do not have any gold. They have commitments from members who say that they will give them the gold to sell on a prorated basis, one of those members being the United States government. And Congress must approve any sale of gold by the IMF, part of which will be supplied by the United States government, if they've got it. And we don't know whether they got it or not. And neither does Congress, as far as I know. And so I think they're kind of in a quandary here. Whether that sale will ever come off, I don't know. Now, the IMF sold in 1978. And they try to keep the price down. And the price went off about $30 or $40 an ounce. And after the sale took place, it took off like a flight of geese that had just seen a bunch of guys on the ground with guns.
So
they accomplished absolutely nothing, and they will accomplish absolutely nothing again, even if they have the sale.
All right, stick with me, Bob.
Down to $500 an ounce. That is idiotic.
All right, stick with me, Bob. We'll be back after the break. Gotta take a break. Bob Chapman Tuesday, folks. Stick with us. Got more.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we're back. Michael Herzog substituting for John Stadtmiller just for a few until Robbie Noel gets up and going here. And we're on with Bob Chapman Tuesday. Bob's on the line. And, Bob, I can't tell you how relieved I am to hear your report, because I have to tell you, after reading that, I was a bit nervous, in all honesty. And it was ironic, shortly thereafter, Bob, I had read a report from another source saying that the exact opposite, that they were expecting, I believe, at the second quarter that was going to go up over $1,000 an ounce. So you'd lean in that direction, I would suppose, yes?
Right. Yeah, you're always going to have people who will be taking these positions, it's understandable because they are following a certain way of doing things, and unfortunately for them, and I don't feel sorry for them, because after the last 10 years in the precious metals market, they should know better. The markets are rigged, and you can't use those kinds of measurements. Now, once the central banks stop rigging things, then they can use them again. But not now. And they just don't get it. And the fundamentals are so overwhelmingly powerful for gold and silver that anybody who is not in that market needs their head examined. It's the easiest lock I've ever seen on making money in almost 50 years in this business. Finance, economics, gold, silver, the whole works. And as you probably know, I was the largest gold, silver stockbroker for 28 years in the United States before I retired and got immediately bored, like the board operator, you know?
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, Bob, you know, I'm an avid listener. I'm one of your biggest fans. I listen every week. I mean, it's, you know, like a lot of other listeners out there, it's like clockwork. You are an icon on this network, and I'm very, very glad. I'm honored to be on here and just be able to, you know, to speak with you because I've listened to you, you know, avidly for, well, as long as you've been on the network. And I wanted to ask you now a couple things. Gold was up today. What did you say? It was like $24 an ounce. Was that right?
Well, you know, the spot market was up $23.55, and the outside market, which is the next delivery date, was up $24.80, and that goes into the excess market as well. So the market was firm to firmer, and silver was firm going into the close, as was the outside month. And so it looks good. Platinum set a lifetime high for the 14th straight day, and I don't have whether it ended up. Palladium was up $15 at $4.84, and copper was up 18 cents at $3.72. And three major steel producers in Asia agreed to pay iron ore suppliers, this is important, 65% more for their iron ore so they can make steel. So you can bet the price of everything is going up in anything that's made with steel. And that'll probably take nickel prices back up again with it as well. There was another all-time high today in the CRB index, which is the Commodity Research Board index. It was up 104 at 395.96. And, of course, that sounds like a broken record. The dollar fell 0.25 to 76.02. while the euro was up 0.83 at 147.31. And as you see, we are right on top of things here today. We don't miss anything here.
Well, okay, so let me, now, you had concurred with me, you know, the opposite of what Jerome Corsi had written, that by the end of the quarter, the second quarter of this year, that gold most likely will be at over $1,000 an ounce, right? Would that be your guess?
It is an excellent possibility of that happening.
Okay, so now, in your estimation, in your professional estimation, Bob, because I've had a few of my family members that are into this market, but they cannot afford to buy gold, and they have asked me, you know, about buying silver, and I know that there's going to be some point in time where gold will price itself into a position where, you know, this the people will start converting over. The people that can't afford gold will start converting over to silver, and that will also wouldn't that tend to drive the price of silver up exponentially?
Well, first of all, if they have gold, that means they can afford it. If they want to take and get some leverage and switch to silver, that would be understandable if silver runs percentage-wise ahead, but it's not. They're running up more or less the same. Silver fell behind a little bit. Gold was up about... excuse me, I had to sneeze. The gold has run up, in the last, let me think now. I think it's the last 6 weeks, around 35-37%, and silver's only up 27%, and no big deal. You know, If you don't have enough money to buy gold, then you buy silver. That's pretty simple, and you will participate. And silver will probably go to $100 an ounce. There's nothing wrong with that. What a lot of people do as well is when the better quality gold stocks like Agnico Eagle and Silver Standard and Goldcorp get overpriced, what people do is they buy juniors that are priced in the $10-$15 range, or they buy exploration stocks which cost 50 cents or a dollar. And so, you know, whatever fits, wear it.
Now,
you know, there's another thing, too, is people have small amounts of money. You know, they can buy a a half a bag of silver for $4,000 or a quarter of a bag for $2,000, that's an alternative as well if you find companies that will sell it to you.
Well, no, my only question was, and I know, and I had heard this from you, I believe, on one of the previous shows that you were on, about a kind of a tipping point where gold will price itself up to a point over time that people will start, you know, going to silver because of the affordability of silver. And that would be what would cause
to be Mike Balsh's program because it wasn't mine. And I think everybody should buy both of them. And if you can't, then buy silver and get a start. You know, and
okay.
90% silver bags, 90% silver is a good way to go. Or you can use the Eagles, whichever you choose. I mean, you can get in for small amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also buy, you know, speculative gold and silver stocks for 60 cents a share, too. So it all depends on what one wants to pursue and how they can do it. I mean, I had somebody complain today, and, you know, he had $1 million, and I only told him to put 300,000 of the million into the market right now. And he said, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "Well, I got to find something else for you to do. So just be patient." And so, you know, you get problems at the other end, too. It was funny, too, when I was talking to him. He said, "Well, we have a speculative stock here, and you recommended to put in so much. Do you think that's a lot?" I said, "If you don't like it, cut it in half. What do I care?" You know, I counsel
okay.
these people for nothing.
That's very true. Okay, I'll tell you what, Bob Chapman, I believe we have Mr. Robbie Noel with us. Robbie, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Where is the drum roll? Dun,
well,
dun, 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 dun. Robbie the Avenger is here.
I was in downtown Scottsdale, and I just benched. I forgot all about it, and so
how many
brain and
signs?
Then the body.
Plenty of Ron Paul signs.
Okay, gentlemen, Bob Chapman, I want to thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to ask you those questions. And Robbie, I'll let you take it away. You can have the reins, and I will exit and listen to the rest of your show, guys. Okay?
Thanks, Mr. Tuck. You're the man.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. All right.
You're welcome.
How you doing, Bob?
I am having an absolutely great day. I mean, you know, how often is it when the gold cartel can't suppress the market and they get it shoved to them? Almost $25 on the upside. We should have been having days like this 5 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're getting them now, and that's okay. We'll take what we can get.
Well, I mean, talk about losing control of a market. Obviously, and I hope people realize this, is that if you want to see what happens, or if you want to see what gold should be doing without government interference, then obviously you've got to look at two other markets. One's palladium and the other one is platinum, and silver for that matter. Because although those prices could be manipulated using obviously various financial instruments, central banks do not own and do not control any silver, any platinum, or any palladium. Platinum has gone up almost $1,000 in the last month. Palladium has gone up $100 in the last 2 weeks, and. And that's the sort of actions we should be seeing in gold. And that just goes to show. But anyway, I waffle on.
Well, wait a minute, Rob. Don't you think platinum mining might be coming over to gold?
Oh, yeah. But hang on, Bob. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back on this Tuesday, Rubbing a Well with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, talking about an amazing day today. While the pundits on television were scratching their heads trying to figure out which sector of the market is going to obviously move the next, they have this constant refrain on a daily basis whenever they interview some fund manager, well, what are you buying today? And the amazing thing is not one of these smart people, these fund managers, this plethora of talent that comes on CNBC on a consistent basis, do they ever ask them whether they own any gold stocks? And yet today...
They've been consistently wrong.
Wrong. I know. I mean, I don't care what gold stock you look at, Bob. Everything today, North American Palladium was up almost 20% today. And pretty much everything else you can throw a stick at was up.
I've got some closes here, Robbie. Listen to this. Agnico Eagle up 282 or 4.51% on the day. Goldcorp up 176 or 38.62, up 4.77% on the day. Silver Standard 34.63, up 193, up 5.90% on the day. That is not chopped liver.
Oh, how about my little favorite one? Coeur d'Alene.
What's that?
Coeur d'Alene.
What is it?
Coeur d'Alene.
How much is that up?
Up 8%, 472.
See?
That's a silver mine.
You know, Rob, this is the time to tell all these people again. You've got to be in this market. You can't try to figure out where the swings are going to come. You just buy, and if you get pullbacks, you buy more. I just got a letter from a subscriber in Hong Kong talking about waiting for this and waiting for that, and I just wrote him a letter back. Phone calls are too expensive to Hong Kong. And I told him, I said, look, this is the greatest bull market in history. More money are going to be made by a smaller group of people, because the rest of them are dumb, than at any time in stock market history, going back for the last 600 years. And you don't fool around. You get in the market and you buy. You stay long until the duration of the market is over, whether it's 90% coin bags or silver eagles or numismatics. You buy them.
There's no question. Look,
How many times do we have to tell these people? You should load up. Gold's going to go right through 1,000 like it wasn't there. The technicians are looking at 1650. Both Harry Schultz and Jim Sinclair. I think it'll blow through there like it doesn't even exist. We're going to $3,000. We're going to see silver over 100, and goodness knows what's going to happen after that.
Well, Harry Schultz is pulling no punches. As quoted by CBS Market Watch, I believe it was yesterday's edition, he says, Harry Schultz, this is Peter Brimlow was interviewing him. He says, Harry Schultz hasn't changed his mind. Run for the hills.
Well, Harry Schultz has become a very good friend of mine, and he just recommended our publication in his past issue this weekend, which I thank him for very much. But Harry is steadfast. Harry is historically the best of all the letter writers. He's the dean. He's the guru. He's number one. He was there first, and he's been the best. And there's just no denying it. And when Harry tells you to run for the hills, he means buy gold and silver-related assets, Swiss franc government bonds, and then run for the hills.
And just in case folks out there don't know who Harry Schultz is, you'll find him in the Guinness Book of World Records as the highest paid financial advisor in the world. And that record, I guess, he's held for, I don't know, how many decades now?
Oh, since 1966 or so. And
yep.
He's a great intellect. He's 84 years old and still works like a demon. He sends me email, says, let's have dinner in the City of Lights tomorrow night. You know, here I am 10,000 miles away. So Judy sends him an email back, and she says, where's the City of Lights? And he put, Paris, of course.
What do you make? I mean, a number of things happened today, and I don't know what import it has, but obviously you got oil breaking that psychological barrier of $100.
Yeah, we had a 99.60 close up 410. Gasoline was up 10 pennies at 2.59, and natural gas hit $9, up 34.
When we come back, we'll be taking your calls. But the question I want to ask you about that $100 oil, because as you know, over the weekend, the Iranian oil bourse opened, and I was wondering whether you thought that had any connection.
Well, it's not only that. How about Cote d'Ivoire?
Yeah. We'll be back. Take your calls right after this.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back. On this Tuesday, Rubbing a Well with Bob Chapman. Before we went to the break, oil closing over $100 a barrel. They trying to blame unrest in Nigeria as a large part. But we had the Iranian oil bourse open this weekend. And as you mentioned before we left, possibly also problems in the Balkans, in Kosovo. What do you think ultimately
pushed
it up? I think
Kosovo is the moving indicator. What Western Europe is doing, and they've done this for centuries, along with the United States and Great Britain, and particularly Great Britain, is to balkanize. In other words, split things up, and that way they can have wars, which are very profitable, keep everybody off balance, and at the same time say, hey, we got a terrible economy because, you know, those Serbs won't let the Albanians steal their territory. That kind of thing.
Yep.
There has never been a time when Europe, England, and there is a difference, as we all know, and the United States have ever, ever been more wrong than they are in Kosovo. And it's going to lead to war and Europe is going to get their ass kicked. It's as simple as that. This is going to be something because the Russians are going to be involved, and then the air forces of Europe will have to go against Russia. And with the equipment they've got today, I wouldn't want to do that. They are absolutely insane, and that's why oil went up.
Would you say it's akin to the similar to the creation of Israel? In other words, here you've got obviously.
Yes, it is in a way. Yes, it is, and you know it's happened throughout that part of the world for centuries. This deliberate warfare, and then the conquering, and then the splitting up, and they did it in Africa and in Asia as well, putting opposing ethnic groups in the same place, in the same country that they would create out of ether, out of thin air. And it's wrong. You can see their plans. You go back and read the history of the 13th and 14th and 15th century. It is all there, chapter and verse. It's just unfortunate that most people don't even know that there was a 12th, 13th, or 14th century. They never heard of the Renaissance.
Yep.
They didn't hear about anything for all intents and purposes. But the point is, this is nothing new. And that's why I was able to predict it in the International Forecaster in spades. It was a laydown. The same thing with Iraq. That moron in the White House. I mean, you think he could have covered up the operation better. I mean, these people, they have no care of human life. It's all money and power, and that's what's going on. And this time, Russia's going to get involved, and they ain't going to back down.
Well, it was Clinton that obviously was the commander in chief and gave sanctions to the bombing of Kosovo. And even at the time, I was very outspoken about it, not for for many other reasons outside of. It's almost a replay of Iraq, because Slobodan Milosevic was the new Hitler. He was committing genocide. We have to act now in order to stop the massacre of Albanians. And obviously, Bill Clinton bombed them from 30,000 feet.
Then they murdered Milosevic, just like they did Saddam Hussein, who used to be the Bush's partner, to get him out of the way. And this guy, Tracy, who is running the new state of Kosovo, he is one of the most despicable criminals that I have ever run into. I mean, this guy has no conscience. He's an animal. He's got a whole string of prostitution going. He's running heroin through the country and up into Europe. And, some of the mercenary outfits that were involved in the first, we'll call it, conflict in Serbia were caught working with him, running 11 and 12 and 13-year-old girls as prostitutes. This guy is a sicko.
You know what I find amazing, and we'll go to the calls after this, so I really mean it, but this is a topic that not many people on talk radio talk about, just because they don't understand what's going on.
They're afraid.
Well, think about the mixed messages here. The administration was very quick to congratulate him on Kosovo independence. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Albanians are Muslims.
They are. That particular group are Muslims, yes. And it's about 120,000 Christians there. And they say, well, Eastern Orthodox, if you may, they say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to be part of it. And there's already been some fighting going on.
Oh, sure. Because Kosovo
is...
And
this is going to escalate. And the Serbians are going to come back in again. And the NATO troops are going to get caught in a crossfire and a meat grinder. And then the Russians are going to come in. And so Serbia this time is not going to be without air power. They're not going to be able to bomb from 30,000 feet.
Well, maybe live in interesting times. Anyway, I've hogged up the time long enough, and Henry's been patient enough on the phone. Hey, Henry.
Yeah, hello. Happy gold investing, you guys out there. Yeah, about Russia. Well, a couple of things. One, I want to get into this with Mr. Chapman. You mentioned that there's a plant that's better than what than using sugar that the Brazilians using for either ethanol or biodiesel. Correct me if I'm wrong, which one?
Yeah, it's ethanol that they do there for the most part.
Right, okay. But you said there's another plant that makes the best biodiesel available, and it's not sugar or it's not...
Maybe
is it ethanol? And I just want
it's
to
weeds.
Make... What now?
Weeds.
Weeds, but you're talking about...
W-E-E-D-S, you know? You know, you got dandelions and you got, you know, weeds on your lawn. Well, that's what it is. And,
oh, no,
you
no
know, they can grow them and process them much more easily. And I won't go into the technicalities,
okay,
but it is the best way to do it.
All right, and there's no particular type of weed. You're not talking about cannabis, just like dandelions and other type of...
Anything.
Oh, okay.
Just
weed.
Throw it in the hopper and make it work.
Hemp could most probably be used as well.
Yeah, I would think hemp would be very better. Okay, all right, I'll move on from that. All right, Harry Schultz newsletter. You have a... I would say your publication is probably... publication is probably a little better than his, but he charges more than yours, right?
Well, his is just under $400 a year. Mine's $160 in round figures. And the reason is that I Harry's 84. He's been doing it for a long time.
Right.
I've only been doing this for, 18 or 19 years.
Well, that's a long time.
And I'm, I guess, more socially oriented than Harry is. I care about the poor people out there because, you know, there was a time when I was poor.
All right.
And so I spend extraordinary amounts of time with people who have small investments because no one else will spend any time with them or they'll charge them outrageous rates, and I won't do that. I don't charge them anything.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know.
And I answer everybody's phone calls and everybody's emails,
right,
because that's a decent, courteous thing to do.
Oh, so Harry Schultz was always wealthy, then? He was born rich?
I don't know whether Harry was born rich, and if I had to guess, I would say no.
Right.
I'd say he made his money in the market, and a lot of it.
Right,
and
okay.
He's been, technically, there's nobody better.
All right, but what about John Williams? That's what I'm saying. Between John Williams and Harry Schultz, outside
of you.
Yeah,
but they're two different animals. John is an economist.
Right.
And John writes about things that are mostly that are within government and how government is cheating and lying to us.
Right. Like
John's a wonderful economist, but you can't compare them.
Right, but like what you do with a forecaster.
Right. I have a melange of things. I have social... political.
Yeah, I know.
Market.
Economy. Yeah, I know. I've
I mean,
seen it.
Nobody tries to cover what I do.
Yeah, I know. And not only, I'll tell you this, those out there listening, the web version is better than the one in print. The one with the web, you get everything. The one that comes out twice a week with the one on the web.
I got the next issue sitting on my lap here.
Yeah, I'm going to subscribe to it. I saw one web version.
Well, hurry up. You know, you may pass away before you get your first issue.
Yeah. Oh, no, it won't. I believe everything you're saying. So you even out of all those guys between even John Williams and Harry Schultz and you, and I'd say you do a damn good job. I'd say you're as good as the others, but you're saying you still say you think Harry Schultz is the best, and Harry Schultz is not a Mason, even though... You know, Tom Valentine from Liberty, from some organization, you know, promoted him one time at $50 a year one time, but that was years ago. And a lot of congressmen subscribe to Harry Schultz newsletter, but even in that, and some of them are involved with the Illuminati. I mean, the congressmen, I mean, now.
Well, I don't have any congressmen, but I'm glad that Fidel Castro retired because he gets my publication, and it'll give
so
me time to read it, and so does it Mr. Chavez.
Right.
And so don't most of the diplomats for the United States government, and I don't know how the hell they get it.
How about the ones in Europe?
All over Europe.
Uh-huh.
Especially in London.
Oh. Now, as far as financial papers and that are controlled by the Illuminati, would the London Financial Times be the most accurate in terms of telling the truth? Is Alex Jones right about that? Let's say compared to, I'm talking outside of the, you know, you give the real information, but let's say of the commercial outside of, compared to the Wall Street Journal and this and that and Money Magazine and all the other Barron's and all the other.
You can burn them all except the Financial Times. It's the best financial newspaper that you could hope for under the circumstances.
Yeah, that are controlled by the Illuminati. So that's the one.
But, you know, you got to take what you can get.
Right, but I mean, that's the one that, is Alex Jones right about that? That's the paper that the ones with the...
Well, The Economist is even worse.
The what now?
I mean, that just dripping with, drooling with illuminous garbage.
Or The Economist. Right,
mm-hmm.
All right. But I'm talking about how they communicate with each other. In other words, other Masons of the Scottish Rite and so forth, who are financially want them to be rich and above the people. Is Alex Jones correct when he says that the Financial Times of London is what they use to communicate with among each other? You know,
could very well be, but I don't know that to be a fact. But I will say one thing.
Okay.
About 25 years ago,
right.
I was invited to join Opus D. And do you know what that is?
Join the what now? Repeat that.
Opus D.
Opus D. Opus D. Like, or, no, I do not know what that is.
O-P-U-S-D-E-I. And it is that, we'll call it the equivalent of the Masons in the Catholic Church.
Oh, the Opus D is run with the Vatican. Right. And I have
right. And I refused.
Okay.
And they were
yeah, but it's
happy.
Also a Knights of Malta, too. That's another one that Pat Buchanan wants, too.
And right. They were not happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
I mean, they were downright nasty.
No, they do get nasty with you. They want to pay you off millions of dollars. They get mad when you turn them down if you don't take their money. It's like the Zionist Jews with the stuff with Israel. If they want to buy your some business you got, they'll pay three times more than what it's worth or twice what it's worth. And they find out you turn them down, then they want to kill you. Or if they don't, they don't want to kill you, but they're going to hate you or scorn you or whatever. They really get bad when they get nasty or really when you turn them down. That's what happened to William Cooper. They approached him too, you know. And he couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Henry, we got to
okay,
move
I'll let
on,
you
bro.
Go. Yeah.
Thank
great
you.
Show. And also, Robbie, give out any specials you got on Silver Eagles, anything, I mean, during the show.
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah.
Because I know you got
come
tons
on,
of that
come
stuff.
Come on, Rob.
Okay. Okay, I'll go. Take care. Great show.
Thanks, and get your phone fixed. Let's go to Richard in Alabama. Hey, Richard.
Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chapman, if some friend of yours, a really good friend of yours in the United States, called you and said that he's learned that Homeland Security has got a warrant out for him and they're going to take him to Guantanamo, what would your advice be to him, supposing he had made no preparation at all?
Well, does he have a passport?
That takes a lot of time.
No, does he have one?
Huh? You mean a U.S. passport?
Yeah.
Yeah?
If he does, tell him to get in the car and drive over the Mexican border and get lost.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's nothing difficult about that. And, you know, from there he can fly to Panama or Trinidad Tobago or Caracas or wherever he wants. You'd be surprised how open countries are south of the border to having Americans and Canadians and other Anglos, as I call them, in their countries. They love it.
But, of course, I don't have a visa to anywhere.
We don't need a visa with an
American
passport.
American passport.
Hmm.
Anyway, thanks, Richard. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Maybe we should have a travel show, Bob. The benefits
of why not? I mean, we cover everything else.
Yes. You've been to Costa Rica.
But I mean,
lately.
You know, for the time being, that is a way to move out if you're, you know, you got a problem with government, and there are a lot of people with problems with government. Government in the United States will do anything they can to bring retribution on those who expose the truth or expose the things that they're doing. There's many, many famous people who have been assassinated by them.
Yeah, well, we we are definitely living in interesting times. Not only do we have to deal with Department of Homeland Security roadblocks on the highways and byways of the United States, but I guess starting today, they are going to have armed patrols at railway stations where you can get harassed.
Every true police state needs that.
I know.
When you have a corporatist fascist government, you have to terrify the people and tell them terrorism is about.
I just can't believe that.
You've got to be there to show. If you disagree with us guys in government, we're going to shoot you.
It is an amazing thing to watch. We're going to take a short break and be right back after this.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, I'm sitting at the
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. The Bob Chapman special for today, 10 British sovereigns, brilliant uncirculated, and 100 silver eagles shipped and delivered to your front door for $4,488. You'll also receive a year subscription to the International Forecaster that you can get either in via email or you can get it snail mail. And if you want to get a free copy, just to see what it's like, you can email me at robnoel1@mac.com or just simply go to the website at eaglesup.com, scroll down the page on the left-hand side, and you'll see the email address underneath my name. So the Bob Chapman special, once again, $4,488 delivered, 10 British sovereigns, 100 silver eagles. Get them while you can, and the prices are still fairly inexpensive. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Hey, Don.
How you doing? I just had a quick question. This proposed electrical transit line that they want to run across the nation, do you think they're going to try to do the same thing with that they're doing with the present highways and stuff like that, turning them into toll roads and giving them to foreign corporations with, you know, so they get the money on this after we, you know, actually pay for it?
That's a possibility. I would expect that there will be foreign bidding, and they'll get part of the action. That's the way the Illuminists work. And, of course, in this case, the American taxpayer will get to pay for it. You know, the Americans are getting just absolutely worked over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as they go deeper and deeper into the pit.
Yep. Also, I had a question about nickel. Like the regular nickel that you get, is what's the actual value of that weight?
6 cents.
Robbie, do you know?
Yeah, it's about 6.6 cents. That's why the government made it illegal for you to melt down nickels.
Yeah, okay. But you can, would you be able to, like, if you had a use for them, like making an anchor, if you wanted to make a nickel anchor, but, I mean, would you be able to melt them down that way?
They made it illegal to destroy U.S. currency. Same goes for the penny. Penny is worth more than the penny. That's why the U.S. Mint is in, the U.S. Mint is so out of kilter right now. Do you know, Bob, that they suspended sales of platinum eagles?
Because they didn't want to pay up for the price.
Yes.
And aggravate the upward movement of the price.
Yes, they did that last week. You go to the U.S. Mint's website and you'll see all their platinum eagles are unavailable.
Have a good night, guys.
All right. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll take a short break, top of the hour. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Talk about what a market it was today. If you're holding it, you're happy.
Take America back.